Well, it turns out a week is a long time, I guess, because remember last week when we were talking about Facebook possibly being the biggest, bestest IPO ever in the history of everything? Things appear to be changing quite a bit now. Facebook stock has sunk almost 7%, falling below the opening $38 IPO price. It's the social network's second day of trading, and it's less than spectacular. Joining us now, Michael de la Merced, reporter for our partner, The New York Times. First of all, Michael, can you give us an update on what's happened with Facebook stock?
Sure. So it just opened, and it's not looking pretty. It's already down more than 10%, so it's at 34.34. This is definitely not how anyone thought Facebook would be trading in its first 2 days.
And to what extent was it affected by the goof-up at NASDAQ, which they've now admitted to, in which they got overwhelmed and they had to delay the IPO?
Well, it's funny. So I spoke with NASDAQ CEO yesterday, and first of all, he said that he was humbly embarrassed by what happened on Friday. Essentially, there were so many orders that were coming in the morning that NASDAQ systems couldn't handle it, and so it screwed up their it affected their ability to set an opening price for Facebook, and that's what explained the delay. That's why Facebook didn't open for 30 minutes. They said, obviously, that was very embarrassing. It was not their finest hour, the CEO, Bob Greifeld, said. But he also says that once it started trading, nothing that happened at NASDAQ affected the stock price, and that, you know, if people wanted to sell, essentially people were selling. They had done nothing to affect that.
Meaning, it sounds like he's saying, we have nothing to do with the fact that Facebook stocks are dropping.
He said that in not so many words, but that's a
not my fault. Right. All right. So if it's not NASDAQ's fault that Facebook's stock is going down below the IPO price, whose fault is it? Do we have any clue?
It could be any number of factors. Some people are blaming Facebook's lead underwriter, Morgan Stanley, for pricing the offering too high. By setting it at $38 a share, they got the most money for their clients, all the people who are selling Facebook stock. But maybe some people thought that was too high, and so you know, it would naturally fall if the price was, in fact, set at a bit too rich of a level. But at this point, we still don't know. The big question is, ultimately, what is Facebook worth? When it went public on Friday, it instantly became one of the 25 biggest companies traded in the United States. Maybe that's too lofty a valuation. So far, the market seems to think that's the case.
All right. So that means that at this point, you could buy Facebook stock now if you think it's a good bargain, or it could drop even lower if the real value of these shares is low, significantly lower than that IPO price.
That's right. And it depends on who you ask. There are some institutional investors who bought into Facebook, and they said, you know what, we're going to ride this out for the long term, and we think that ultimately it's going to rise in value. But you may have some other people who say, you know, $104 billion, that's a little too rich for my taste, and I'm going to try to get out.
Or it could be people also who got turned off by all the hype, or people who were burned in the dot-com bubble and are afraid to invest in tech companies at all anymore. Michael de la Merced is a reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Michael, thank you so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.